Father, we thank you for our brother Ray. We thank you, Lord, for the words you've laid upon his heart. And Lord, we pray right now that you'd move in an incredible way here today. Use the words that he's going to speak to us to challenge us in our walk, to encourage us, to motivate us. Father, we pray right now that you'd anoint him, that the Spirit of God would flow through him in an incredible and mighty way. And Father, we ask it in Jesus' mighty name, and the church said, amen.
Amen. Well, it's pretty interesting that Pastor Don brought the lady up, and because it kind of goes along with what I want to talk about today, and it's about staying strong and declaring the glory of God. And she stays strong. She didn't give up, right? She's persistent. She went from one trial to another trial, from one trial to another trial. And God blessed her. And now she's playing ball in one of the top teams. I know that makes Pastor Don proud, right? That makes him proud. Because I don't know if you kind of noticed it. As he was talking about it, his chest kept getting a little bigger and bigger and bigger. I know. But I mean, but he put a lot of work into these young ladies, and it shows. And their dedication and their hard work, it showed. And we're blessed by that. So what I want to talk about today is about staying strong. And one of the first verses I want to talk about is in Exodus chapter 14. It says here in Exodus 14, and this is starting at verse 10. Pharaoh approached, the Israelites looked up, and there were the Egyptians marching after them. They were terrified and cried out to the Lord. They said to Moses, "Why is it because there was no graves in Egypt that you brought us to the desert to die? What have you done to us by bringing us out of Egypt? Didn't we say to you in Egypt, 'Leave us alone. Let us serve the Egyptians.' It would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the desert." Now, as I was reading that and I was putting, you know, that together, something that struck me is that they were terrified and cried out to the Lord. And it says right after that, they said to Moses, and they started complaining. So they cried out to the Lord, and immediately they start complaining to Moses. Don't we do that sometimes? We cry out to the Lord and says, "God, I need help on this. I'm going through this trial. I need help." And then as soon as we do that, we don't wait for the Lord to answer that. Immediately, we go to somebody else to try and get advice, like because God's just taking a little too long for us. Right? God's just taking too long. I prayed this morning. It's lunch. He hasn't answered. So immediately we go to somebody else to try and get advice. And be careful what advice you get from somebody else. When you go to the Lord, it says wait on the Lord to answer your prayer. God will answer your prayer. On his timing, it's not your timing. But we're always in a rush. I know I am. I got things at work and I'm in one room to the other. And my wife says, "Just stand still for a minute." Because if I'm out in the office, I go to the kitchen, and I got paperwork everywhere, and it drives my wife nuts. It says, but I put a note on here, but Moses did not apologize or start agreeing with them. He stayed strong in what God had promised them. See, a lot of times we do that too. Somebody comes up to us and starts complaining about something, and instead of us staying firm on God's word and giving them God's word, we start agreeing with them. "Yeah, you're right. Life is just so hard. Just yesterday I was going through a trial and I don't know what to do. I understand what you're going through. I just don't know what to do." You're agreeing with them. Are you giving them encouragement? No. See, we should go and give them the right advice and say, "You know what, let's see what God's word says." And go into scriptures where it tells you when you're going through something how God is there with you every single time. It says, Moses answered the people, "Do not be afraid. Stand firm and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring to you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will no longer see or never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to stand still. See, Moses gives him the word, do not be afraid, stand firm, and you will see the deliverance of the Lord. See, the theme or what we're focusing on this year is declaring the glory of God. Moses declaring the glory of God. When he tells them to stand firm and you will see the deliverance. You will see the glory of God and see what God's going to do. See, Moses knew what God promised him. He stand firm on that. He didn't go crying. He stood firm and said, watch what God is going to do. And as you read on, you see what God does. He parts the Red Sea. God's glory. They saw God's glory. I tell you what, I don't know about you and me, but if I'm standing there and I see the Detroit River split in half and the ground dry, that's the glory of God. No man can do that. God can. And he did. Because everything that's in the word is true. Every single word of it. And I got in here, this is something that happened to me. Something happened not too long ago at home. I had a man that came to my house. I'm not going to say what he was. It's just they come on every single Saturday. But this person came up and he's talking to me. And he's saying what he had to say and I'm saying what I had to say. He's quoting what he had to say. I'm quoting scripture. And he left. He came back 2 days later. Typically, they don't do that. They'll wait a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks. He came back 2 days later. My wife says, honey, I don't know what you said to this guy, but this guy wants to know what you got to say, that he came back. I had nothing to say. God has something to say. So he comes back, and we're talking, and he says, one point mentions about the miracles and and I says, well, you don't believe in miracles? Well, we really don't believe in miracles. I said, you don't? He says, no. I said, well, I do. And I'm standing right here because I'm one of God's miracles. I'm a miracle. He goes, what do you mean? So I started sharing my life real quick with him and how my life was at one point and how it is now in God's presence. And the things that God did in my life and changed my life, that was a miracle. So I told him, I believe in miracles. Every single day, God does a miracle. I'm standing proof that God does miracles. So he stands there and doesn't know what to say. I'm waiting for him to say something else. He can't. Because God has power. His word is powerful. Not my words. Not my words, I just share with him and I declare God's glory in my life and how he changed my life. And after about a couple of minutes, he said, I got to go. I bet you do. And he left. That's God's glory. Says, I got to hear. Says, later, and this is in Exodus, says, later God speaks to Joshua prior to going to the promised land. This is in Joshua 1:9. And we all know this scripture, and this scripture is very powerful to our lives. It ministers to me, and it should minister to all of you. And it says, have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous, do not be afraid, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Wherever you go, when you go to the supermarket, God will give you a word to speak to somebody in the supermarket. When you're at work, God will give you the word to share with somebody at work. They need Jesus too. In your workplace, they need Jesus. In school, they need Jesus. And God will give you the word to share with them. It says, have I not commanded you to be strong and courageous? Now, he doesn't mean strong physically. But some of us, you know, I don't know if Pastor Don has, you know, weights in his house and he works out and everything. Not a lot of people do. But he's not talking about strength physically. He's talking about spiritual strength. That's what he's referring to. And like I said before, this applies to all of us. Because how many times, a lot of times it happens like one day after the other, where something goes wrong in our life, or something happens in our life. We get a trial. Something goes wrong. Not only something disaster, it could be a temptation. It could just be, you know, the basement flooding. It could be anything. But God tells us to be strong and courageous. She did. Donna cried out to the Lord. I need help. And God heard her and sent help. He didn't just send anybody. He sent an inspector. See, when God does something, he does it great. Everything that God does is perfect. He just wants us to cry out to him. Lord, I need you. He knows that. He just wants you to cry out to him. He wants you to have that conversation with him. That fellowship. And when you say, God, I need you, he goes, I know. It's like when our kids come up to us, right? And sometimes we already know that something's wrong just by their look. What happened? Nothing. Don't we do that sometimes with the Lord? What happened? Nothing, Lord. And we just know something's wrong with one of our kids. Our Father knows there's something going on. But he wants us to cry out to him. Dad, I'm in a little trouble here. I know, son. I know you are. But don't worry. I'm going to take care of this for you. Because he's a loving father. He's a caring father. He's a wonderful father. He's there every single day. He never misses a beat. We do. He never does. Right? When we drop the ball, we're so heavy on ourselves. But God isn't like that. God says, don't worry, son. I love you. I know what you're going through. And he's there every single day for us. Now, the one thing, and I keep talking about, is all he wants us for us to be strong, to stay strong. Every single time, to stay strong. Because we are going to go through trials in our lives. The enemy is going to attack you every single day. He doesn't take a break. He doesn't take a lunch or a 15-minute union break. He doesn't do that. He's there every single time. And when we say, God, I need you, he comes to our rescue. He wants us to stay strong, though, because I want to tell you something. There's a lot of people that give up. It gets a little hard, and they want to take off. God wants us, he tells right there, have I not command you to stay strong? That's a command from God. I want you to stay strong. When the enemy throws something at you, you know what? Stay strong. Claim the power of God. And God will be there with you in that battle. When you think it's too tough, stand strong. God says, you know what? I'm there with you. You're not going to fight this alone. You are going to be okay. I'm going to be with you. You're not going to fight this alone. As a matter of fact, move to the side. I got this. Our God is powerful God. He's a powerful God. The things that he does in our lives, nobody can do. As much as they try, you think they can do it, they can't. We talked about it at home group, about giving you joy and peace and love. God can give you all of that through the Holy Spirit. Isaiah 40:29. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. How many times have we been spiritually weak? I know I have. lot of things going on, and I get a little drained. Yesterday, everybody knows that all the snow, I went out there with my snowblower and did some work with the snowblower, and I came inside and I was beat. And I came inside and my wife said, why don't you just lay down for a little bit and relax? We're stubborn sometimes, man, aren't we? We're just a little stubborn sometimes. We are. So my wife says, oh, lay down and take a nap. I said, no, I'm not tired. I don't feel like sleeping. I'm okay. He goes, okay. So I lay down. Guess what happened? I was out. I fell asleep. About an hour and a half later, I got up, and she looks at me, she goes, you fell asleep, didn't you? Yeah, I did, honey. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Isaiah 40:31 says this. Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar, and I know this is one of Eddie's favorite scriptures. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will walk and not grow weary. They will run and not be faint. David stays strong when facing a giant. Paul stays strong when in prison, chased down to be killed, shipwrecked more than once, and beaten. If I just get one of those, I'd probably be a little messed up, especially shipwrecked, considering I don't like being on boats or planes. But I love what God tells us, that those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. See, sometimes we get a little drained spiritually. But if we hope in the Lord, if we trust in God, He will renew our strength. He'll give us, and a lot of times, not just the spiritual strength. He'll give us physical strength. Because sometimes we just feel a little weak, physically and spiritually. And if we hope in God, if we trust in God, He will renew your strength. So when the enemy attacks, you're strong in God. And you can withstand those attacks. If you trust in the Lord, and He will give you that shield. Right? Tells us to wear the full armor of God, not just part of it, bits and pieces. It says wear the full armor of God. So when the enemy starts attacking, we're protected. And He'll give us the strength to go forward and stand there. And when the enemy starts throwing everything at you, everything that he can, we stand firm. We stand there. And we proclaim the glory of God, and He sees us, and He knows that we need Him, and He's there, and He stands, and He fights. And with God on our side, we win. He always wins. Every single battle, He wins. And if we claim the power and the glory of God, He will give us the strength and the power to keep moving forward, to stand there, to stand firm, to stand strong, and keep going with God's will. He never lets us down. Sometimes we let ourselves down. He never lets us down. Daniel chapter 3 says, and this is Nebuchadnezzar, and I encourage you to read the story. Get into God's word, and like Pastor Don and Pastor John and Bob always share with us, don't just read it. Study it. Get into it. And I encourage you, if you have the time off on the Thursday, be here. Bob and Pastor Don and Pastor John, they do a great job on breaking that scripture down and explaining it to us detail by detail so we can understand a little bit better. I don't know about you, but I want to understand God's word, not just read it. I know this. I heard a story not too long ago about this guy that reads his Bible every single day, and he's got one in the kitchen, and he's got one in the bathroom, and he's got one in the hallway, and he's got one everywhere. And he reads his word, but he doesn't study his word. There's a difference. There's a big difference in just reading, because a lot of people just go read like if it's just a regular book.
It's not just a regular book. It's a powerful, powerful word of God. It is God's word. So furious with rage, Nebuchadnezzar summoned Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So these men were brought before the king, and Nebuchadnezzar said to them, "It is true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the image of gold I have set up. Now when you hear the sound of the horn, flute, zither, lyre, harp, pipe, and all kinds of music, if you are ready to fall down and worship the image I made, very good. But if you do not worship it, you will be thrown immediately into the blazing furnace. Then what God will be able to rescue you from my hand?" If he only knew. Because a lot of times the enemy will throw that thought in you. Who's going to rescue you from this problem you're in? From this trial you're going through, who's going to be there for you? Sometimes it's friends, family members, acquaintances. They will throw that at you. "Wow, you're in a lot of trouble. What are you going to do?" "Me, nothing." God's going to do it. "I'm going to say something simple. I'm just going to go to my father and say, 'Lord, I got this problem. I need you to take care of it.'" And like a wonderful, caring father, he goes, "Son, I got this." It says, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to him, "King Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter." That's gutsy. They're talking to the king. See, but their king is the real king. So it says, if we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to deliver us from it. And he will deliver us from your majesty's hand." That's gutsy. That's bold. I don't know about you, but I like being bold. Especially when it comes to my father's business. You know why? Because I know that my father has my back. Sometimes it feels like everything is thrown at us, including the kitchen sink. Right? "Oh, what am I going to do? I got this going on. I got that going on. I don't feel good. I got a tire flat. My car don't want to start. I got this bill I got to take care of." Family member called. More problems. It's just like everything is just being piled on. All these issues being thrown at you at the same time. And sometimes we just say, "Well, you know, it's a little bit much. And I don't know what to do." Sometimes it feels like everything is thrown at us, including the kitchen sink. But here's verse 18. And this is powerful and this is great. "But even if he does not, we want you to know," they're talking to the king, "but even if he does not, we want you to know something." And they're going to tell him what it is they want him to know. It says that, "but even if he does not, we want you to know, your majesty, that we will not serve your gods or worship the images of the gold you have set up." They stood strong. That even if you throw us in there, we're not going to bow down to what you made a god. My God, our God, is powerful. We're going to stay strong in God's word. And not let some gossip, not let some illness, not let some problem, not let a flat tire, a broken car, separate us from the glory of God. You know what happens when you stand strong? You get to see the glory of God. You want to see miracles? Stay strong. You'll see miracles. You want to see healing? Stay strong. You'll see healing. You want to see God move in your life? Stay strong. When the enemy attacks, say, you know what? I'm grabbing God's word. I'm going to get you with a left hook and a right hook. I love boxing. That's why I say that a lot. But that's if we stay strong. The opposite of that, if you don't stay strong, the enemy will tear you apart. Simple things like a flat will rip you apart. Oh my gosh, I got a flat. It's not the end of the world. Fix it. Fix it and get to church. Fix it and get to home group. Anybody saying amen? But we let simple things like that get in our way. We need to stay strong. And when I mean strong, I mean strong in God's purpose. I mean strong in God's will. Because you know what? It's not me. This is God in me. And God will give you the strength. He says, "Have I commanded you to be strong and be courageous?" He commanded us to. Now, how can we get that? Through Him. How do we get that? Through prayer. Digging into God's word. God, what do you want me to do? And He'll tell you. And when He does, He says, you know what? I'm standing firm in what God promised me. Moses didn't complain. Moses didn't say, oh, geez, you guys are right. What are we going to do? Moses said, no. Watch what God's going to do. That should be our claim when we go out to the streets. I encourage you. I challenge you. Get up in the morning and says, God, what do you want me to do? And God will show you. It might be in small ways. Like I said, it could be at a supermarket. Or at a hospital when you just go for a regular checkup. And all of a sudden you're praying for a guy that's got a knife sticking out of his stomach. Was that a knife, was it? You just never know how God's going to use you. But you have to stay strong. Because you know what? The enemy will throw things at you. And sometimes he'll use simple things, like a flat. Or the TV don't work. Oh, that's a big one. Oh, that TV goes out. We got problems. Lord, then we really want to pray. Lord, what am I going to do? The game's in 15 minutes. Lord, can you make it quick? Now we want to rush them. But you know what? Stay strong in what God wants you to do. God gave you command. Go out and spread the good news. You can't do that sitting there. We heard a story recently that this person that reads the Bible every single day somehow in his mind thinks that sitting in his four walls every single day he's going to minister to somebody. Good luck. We need to go out there. And a lot of us are still working. We go out there, and God gave us a command to spread the good news. Because there's people out there that, you know what, did not stay strong. They fell, and they just need a word of encouragement. And you can be the person that gives them that word of encouragement. You can be the person that gives them that word of wisdom to say, you know what, you're not alone. God's with you. So, you know, don't give up. Get up. Get up. Dust your knees off. You're okay. You're not bleeding. And that's funny. My mom used to say that all the time. Hey, he's hurt. Is he bleeding? No. He's okay. I think Missy, your mom used to say that, didn't she? He's not bleeding. Get up. You're okay. That's just something we said. And I'll be finishing up here in a minute. It says, Ephesians 6:10 says this. Finally, be strong in the Lord. Now that's key. Be strong in the Lord. Who gives us our strength? God gives us our strength. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Of His might. See, we can't do it alone. You can try all you want. But if we do it with His might, we'll succeed. I don't know about you, but I want to succeed in the purpose on the things that God wants me to do. Because you know what? God doesn't set you up to fail. God sets you up to always win. God sets you up to be a winner because He's a winner. See, the enemy thought he had him at the cross. He thought he had him. But God had a plan from the beginning. From the beginning, God had a plan. He knew what He was doing. He always knows what He's doing. And in our lives, He knows what He's doing in our lives. Yeah, sometimes He'll have us go through some things in our life, but that's not to embarrass us. That's to make us stronger. So the next time that happens, we go, that one's gone. And we can move on. And we can get stronger and stronger. What's that, $6 million man? Right? And we get stronger and stronger in God's will and God's purpose. That's every single time. I'll finish up with this one right here. Psalms 138:3 says this. And this is powerful. And this is beautiful. This is encouraging. Psalms 138:3 says this. On the day I called, You answered me, and You made me bold with strength in my soul. I'll read that again. On the day I called You, You answered me. You made me bold with strength in my soul. God keeps His promises every single time. Every single time. And like I said before, when you cry out to the Lord, when you cry out to the Lord and says, Lord, I need You. I need strength. I need to be bold. God says, I will do that for you. So when you go out there and the enemy again wants to throw even the kitchen sink at you, you stand firm. The enemy wants to knock you down. But you stand up straight. And you throw, like I said, you throw a left hook, a right hook, and you know what? Throw an uppercut while you're at it. But we need to stay strong in God's will and God's purpose. And like the theme is for this year, and you will see. And you can declare the glory of God. I don't know about you, but I want to see the glory of God every single day. Every single day when I go out, I want to see the glory of God. If I got my spiritual eyes open, I will see the glory of God. And I don't know about you, but that would be beautiful every single day. I see the glory of God around my life. When I go somewhere, something happens. I go, that's the glory of God. When somebody gets healed, that's the glory of God. When a marriage is restored, that's the glory of God. When I get a flat, somebody comes by and they fix it for free, that's the glory of God. That's the glory of God. Sometimes we say, well, that's no big deal. That's the lie of the devil. That's the glory of God. Everything that's done is the glory of God. When a guy says, well, we don't believe in miracles, guess what? We do. And if you look around you, every person here is a miracle. Everybody that's sitting in this church is a miracle. Everybody in this church has a story to tell about the glory of God in your life. And like we say in Spanish, alaba lo que vive. That means praise God. Amen. That's all I have for you. If I can have the prayer team come up. You know what? If you want to stay strong in the Lord, and you want to declare the glory of God, come on for prayer. Ask God to give you that strength, that boldness, that courage to go out there because you want to declare the glory of God wherever you go. Amen? Amen. Amen.